I invite some of the men to come. We're going to break bread together. We're going to celebrate and remember the broken body and shed blood of our Lord Jesus that makes us one. And this extends beyond the walls of this building, because there are brothers and sisters gathered today together across the globe that break bread together, remembering that Jesus died for their sins. And he rose again, and he's alive, and he's at work in us. This connects us with one another in unity. It reminds us of the core of our unity, that we are sinners forgiven by God's amazing grace, and we get to enjoy a relationship with him and a relationship with brothers and sisters that are diverse and scattered across the globe. We are connected to them. Treasure that unity. Treasure the gospel that makes us one, and allow that to overflow in your heart in practical, tangible acts toward one another. Prayers for one another, and a desire to see other people enjoy the same relationship with Jesus that we have been blessed to receive. Jesus, I deserve hell. Separation from a good and loving God for eternity because I'm a sinner. I've rebelled against you. That's what I earned. But I don't want what I deserve. And I thank you that there is another way. Thank you, Jesus, that you became human, left your Father's side in glory, to become a baby, who grew up to be a man, who lived a perfect life, was falsely accused, mocked, spit upon, beaten, nailed to a cross, hung suspended between heaven and earth, and Jesus, in your body, you bore the wrath of a righteous and good God against my sins. You took what I deserve. Your body was broken and your blood was poured out to wash away my sins. And through that blood, we have been brought near together into one body. Born again by the Spirit, we have access, free and abundant access to the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. We take bread and we take juice. We thank you and we remember what you did, what it cost, and what you purchased for us. Thank you, Jesus. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.